Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees, but very often you can't see the trees for the leaves. But in a deciduous forest, you get both. That word deciduous means our leaves turn to gold in autumn, they drop to the ground, and trees stand bare till spring. I'm an elm tree. I've been doing this for over 150 years, and I never tire of it. But long about 1930, a disease, Dutch elm disease, began wiping out elm trees like me across the East. Elms by the millions died, but I'm one of the lucky ones who survived to tell the story. As I was beginning to put down roots and grow, a fellow named Abe Lincoln was president. I saw hunters and Civil War soldiers alike carrying muskets. Now, this building wasn't here. This entire area was forested. But as I grew, the small town of Frankfort was growing too, and uses for the land were changing. The trees around me, the river birch, the ash, and others, we're emerging into a new forest, but that will take time. Forests as we know them in Kentucky only exist where there are four distinct seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter. Forests in Alaska or Arizona, for example, look vastly different. When you walk into a deciduous forest and look up, it's hard to see the sky. Oak, hickory, and maple trees reach 40 or 50 feet tall. The limbs intermingle, and squirrels can travel for long distances without setting foot on the ground. Now, that's one of three layers of deciduous forest. Another is the understory, where you find smaller trees and shrubs. Growing next to me, you can see the black haw viburnum, dogwood, and a deciduous holly. And lastly, the ground, what ecologists call the herbaceous layer. Here grow some native grasses and wild flowers such as trillium, mayapple, and wild strawberry. And trees like me don't live in the forest all alone. This variety of plants says lunch is served to woodland wildlife. Deer browse the tender foliage. Red-eyed vireos, Carolina wrens, and other songbirds eat berries of the black haw viburnum and deciduous holly. Chipmunks race after acorns and hickory nuts on the ground. Creatures great and small are at home in our forests. And people benefit too. When you step outside for a breath of fresh air, the plants around you are partly to thank. A fourth of the oxygen you breathe is produced by plants and trees. Another forest benefit is seen in your energy bills. Deciduous trees around your house are part of your heating and cooling system, just like I am for the Salato Center. During summer heat, leaves shade what's below. In winter, with leaves fallen, the sun can beam through and provide warmth. Even for an old elm like me, it's good to know I'm still needed. Well, I'm starting to ramble, but let me give you a thought to take with you as you go. You and I are more alike than you realize, because we hope from life basically the same things. To put down roots, to stand tall, to grow old, and to be part of something greater than ourselves.